Thank you for calling support. You're talking to Steven Jones. How can I help you today? Yeah, your call has been landed to official Microsoft support. How can I help you? Yeah, I certainly know that. What is it? Can you let me know, like, what exactly you were doing over the computer? Okay, let me tell you one thing. You know, Defender security warning usually comes up over, you know, over the Microsoft computer when, you know, like, there is any bug attack or a virus attack over your Microsoft product. And you might have clicked on any virus-suspected website link, with the help of which, you know, somebody might be trying to, you know, like, steal your personal information so that, you know, they can try to get into your financial information as well. Okay? So right now, can you let me know, like, the make and model of the device you're using? Like, is it Dell, HP, Lenovo? Which one is it, sir? Okay, and right now, can you let me know what exactly can you see over your computer screen? Not a problem. Just tell me, like, what exactly can you see in front of your computer screen so that I can try to help you further. My name is Steven Jones. What happened? Tell me. No, this is a free service from our end, so you don't need to worry about any, you know, money. Like, we won't be taking out of your pocket regarding the service. So, first of all, like, tell me one thing. Like, are you in front of your computer right now? Okay, so right now you just need to follow my instructions one by one so that, you know, we can help you further, okay? So just do one thing right now. Press Control, Alt, and Delete key together from your keyboard and tell me what do you see there. Okay, and the number from which you are calling right now, and is it your cell phone or your landline? Okay, and you are contacting us from Redmond, right? Okay, can you help me with your first and last name? Okay, Mr. John, just tell me one thing, like, once you have pressed, you know, like, Control, Alt, and Delete key, then what exactly can you see in front of your computer screen? Click on Task Manager. And tell me one more thing, Mr. John, like, by anyhow, do you use this computer for any sort of, you know, like, your banking facility, like checking your online bank account, making payments with it? Okay. So once you have clicked on Task Manager, let me know. Okay, now inside the Task Manager, you might be able to see any of your internet browser like Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or something like that. Now you need to give it a right click over Microsoft Edge. Then tell me what options do you see there. Click on End Task. Now this might, you know, fix that error for temporary time frame. However, right now, you know, what I'm going to do is that I'll be helping you with certain more commands so that you can try to run a scan on your own over your device, okay? Now, once you have clicked on End Task, look at your computer keyboard. At the bottom left, you might be able to see a Windows key which has four squares. While holding down that key, press letter R, R as in Romeo. Now, inside that run box, Mr. John, simply type in there www, like three W's, put a period, then type letter U as in unicorn, L as in London, T as in Texas, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Indiana, E as in Edward, W as in William, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, put a period, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Texas. Now, can you read out the whole thing for me so that we both can be on the same page? Yeah. Now, click on OK. Okay, now, do you see a green download box at the center of your screen? Click on that green download box and look at the top right of your screen after doing that. And tell me, what do you see there? Okay, now click on Open. Yeah. Click on Next. Keep clicking Next. Then click on Install. So what do you do for a living, Mr. John? Oh, that's nice. So now you're staying alone or you're living, you know, like with your friends and family? So once it will be installed, let me know, okay? Okay. Now, read out the random and the password number to me. And the password. Okay, you have yourself connected your computer back to the Microsoft server now. So right now, just tell me what exactly can you see in front of your computer screen. You're able to see your desktop, right?